Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
The Wanderlover podcast was created with the mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, business mentor, content creator, and founder of The Wanderlover. Tune in every week for episodes about travel, online business, social media, and mindset that will inspire you to take massive action towards living the life of your dreams. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Wanderlover podcast. Aloha from Hawaii. We just got here last week, and I'm still trying to find my own little recording studio and couldn't really find one in our house because it's very open air, floor-to-ceiling windows, and everything just kind of echoes. So I'm actually recording in our truck, like in the front seat of our pickup truck. It's quite soundproof. I have the AC running because it's kind of hot outside. But yeah, if you guys could actually see my little setup right now, you'll know it's far from perfect. But as I always say, done is better than perfect. I also wanted to start with a fun fact about the state of Hawaii. So in traditional Hawaiian language, it's actually spelled H-A-W-A-I apostrophe I. So in English, you know, we pronounce it Hawaii, but in Hawaiian, you pronounce the W as a V, and the apostrophe signifies a pause. So you would pronounce it Hawaii, Hawaii. It's kind of surreal being here. The first and last time I came was 4 years ago in 2017 or 2016. Around then, and I was still working in corporate finance, and I had saved up 7 days worth of vacation days to come here. And I remember, you know, in that corporate mentality, I only had a week, maybe like 9 days total, including weekends, to explore. And we had done half our time in Oahu and half our time in Maui. And I just remember it being go, go, go. I had almost every hour planned out with activities, with places to eat. And I just had to see everything because I was so limited on time. And even then, like, it was still one of my favorite trips I've ever taken. The scenery here on the island is incredible. The water is so blue. The mountains are so green and so lush. The food is amazing. There's cuisines from every corner of the world. It's very international. And I just remember, like, always wanting to come back, but not having the time or not making coming back a priority until this year. And now that, you know, the Wanderlover is a thriving online business and me having all the time in the world with American speed Wi-Fi that makes working not an issue, it's really just coming full circle and so full of gratitude for what life has come to be compared to what it was just a few years ago. Like, now I can choose to take as many days off as I want or work as many days as I want because I have a sustainable business that I've built from basically scratch in just a few years. And now coming back to Hawaii, I'm not on the same time pressure. I don't feel like I have to do every single thing on this island in just a few days because time is a luxury that I can afford. And that's exactly what I teach all of my clients. You know, you're building this business to reap the benefits, not only to work your ass off every single day for years, right? And not to enjoy it. Really set out a vision for yourself. What kind of lifestyle do you want? What do you want to be doing every single day? How do you want to operate? And remember to take the time to enjoy all the fruits of your labor. Like, sitting in the car recording this podcast and just looking out into the abundance of trees, of animals, of butterflies, of rainbows, it makes me so grateful to have taken all the risks and all the sacrifices in the past few years to get to where I am right now, because this is exactly what I had envisioned my life to be. And if it's possible for me, it is possible for you. So let's get started with this week's episode. What is a mastermind? We're going to start with defining what it is and the benefits of one, why you should join a mastermind if you're looking for support, my experiences, as well as a rundown of Momentum Mastermind, which is my newest 4-month program starting in March. So what exactly is a mastermind? And to be honest, I had no idea what this was until 2 years ago. From Wikipedia, a mastermind group is a peer-to-peer mentoring group used to help members solve their problems with input and advice from the other group members. The concept was coined in 1925 by author Napoleon Hill in his book, The Law of Success, which I actually haven't read yet, but I've read his 1937 book, Think and Grow Rich, where he describes in more detail the concept of masterminds. And I feel like in every episode, I say one buzzword so many times to the point where I notice it and become like really conscious of saying it. So let's turn this into a drinking game. Every single time I say masterminds, take a sip of your drink. So like I said before, I had no idea what a mastermind drink. What a mastermind was until 2 years ago, around the same time when I quit my corporate job and was looking for a new community of like-minded entrepreneurs. And this is where I traveled and ended up moving to Bali because, you know, there were co-working spaces. There were so many people who packed up their lives and moved there and were starting online businesses. And I felt that I had found my community. And in those co-working spaces, they had events, they had networking events where you could meet people and share ideas. And that community feel was what I was drawn closer and closer to. So when the opportunity to join a mastermind came to me, it felt so right to me at the time. It was run by one of my favorite mentors, Leah Gervais. You probably have seen her all over my stories, but I love her to death. And she was starting her own mastermind, and the timing was perfect. I knew that it was the guidance and the accountability that I needed to take my business to the next level. And everyone's reasons for joining a mastermind is going to be different depending on where you are on your entrepreneurship journey. But for me at the time, I wasn't completely clear with my brand and my mission, and I really wanted to reach consistent 10K months. So those were my reasons for joining, and I knew that this container would help me get there because my mentor has gotten there herself. She was one of my close friends, and I knew that with her help, with the help of everyone in the community, I would get to where I wanted to be. So I have only ever had positive experiences with masterminds. The main component is you are always supported. You will never feel like you're the only one on this path. And just imagine having someone believing in your vision even more than you do, which is like borderline impossible at times. You know, you're like, I'm gonna do it. And then like someone's cheering you on and they're giving you help and advice. What has helped me also is just knowing that there are so many people that I can bounce ideas off of, whether it be launching a new program, launching a new course, launching a new ebook. People will be giving me advice on how to launch it because they've done it themselves, as well as like knowing exactly what to focus on at a given point in time so that you're not wasting time. You know, it's not like you're spending months working on this one thing when you should be launching something else beforehand. It basically gives you instant access to feedback and constructive criticism on all your new ideas. The group hones your ideas and directs your focus. I cannot stress enough the importance of finding your community, finding the right mentors, and just knowing what the mastermind experience has brought to me and the Wanderlover business. This is exactly why I created my own Momentum Mastermind. So first off, the intention with everything that I do, that I post about, is to inspire and give concrete strategies so that you can turn your passion into a profitable online business. And with all of my private clients, everyone values freedom, whether that's time freedom to enjoy new vacations for as long as you want, or for you to spend time with your family, to be able to take a day or two off of work without feeling the pressure of being financially insecure because you have passive income rolling in, right? This theme of freedom is something we all value, and that is the main value of Momentum Mastermind. So just imagine where you would be in June if you knew exactly what to work on every day. You have the support of every other new entrepreneur in the group, and we're all here cheering you on. So if you wake up one day and you're like, what do I work on? How am I supposed to show up? I am so lost and so confused. And within hours, you know, that entire mindset transforms into a place where you can take inspired action from. How powerful is that? And I'm specifically curating this group, so it is by invite or application only. I want to make sure every single person is benefiting from this group dynamic and has so much to offer. So the structure of Momentum Mastermind is set up so you literally feel like I'm holding your hand every step of the way for 4 months. We start off with a kickoff call. We have group coaching calls every single week between March and June. And in between all of those group calls, we have group Voxer messaging. So we're all just one voice note or one text message away, and you will have the answer to whatever it is you're going through right away. We're going to be celebrating every single one of your wins. So if that's launching a new program, hitting your first 5K or 10K month, you know, booking a vacation and still being able to generate income while you're sitting on the beach, you can do it. I'll be bringing in guest speakers, guest experts, and coaches so that it won't only be me, it'll be a plethora of people a few steps ahead of you so that you know exactly where your vision and your direction should be focused. And you get access to my entire suite of online courses and ebooks. So that includes Wander Lover Business Academy, the Travel Influencer Handbook, and Instagram for Business. This is so you have lifetime access to literally all the courses and ebooks that you need, and you don't have to wonder, you know, oh my God, how am I supposed to set up Facebook ads? How do I do my Pinterest? It's literally going to be there in front of you whenever you need to access it. If you don't know what your business is, we will help you get there. If you think that you can't do it and you're going through imposter syndrome, we will help you overcome it. If you don't know what to start and you have doubts about starting on a new platform, we'll give you all the support you need, all of the step-by-step directions to get whatever it is that you want out into the world. And of course, doing this over and over again is going to build the momentum that you need in your business to reach those 5K, 10K, 20K months. And we are going to be drinking champagne every time you reach one of those milestones. So if this resonated with you and you're like, hell yes, this is exactly what my business needs to get to the next level. And if you're like, I cannot wait to get mentored by Danielle and be surrounded by a new group of ambitious entrepreneurs, then please DM me on Instagram so that we can set up a call. I would love to get to know more about you, what your business goals are, where you want your business to be in June, and offer the opportunity to sign up to Momentum Mastermind. At the time of recording, there are only 4 spots left, and I cannot wait to invite you to one of the last remaining spots. Early bird pricing ends January 31st, so get your application in before the prices go up. There's also an option to add a VIP track where we have the opportunity to meet in person for a photo shoot, going out business strategy session in person, hopefully in Bali, Indonesia. But of course, everything coronavirus related, we are going to just see and cross that bridge when it comes. It includes private coaching calls and also a human design reading with one of my favorite people to know exactly how you are designed and supposed to show up for you and your business with the least amount of resistance. In just 3.5 years, I've managed to leave my corporate finance job and start a new life on the paradise island of Hawaii. And believe me when I say, if I can do it, you can too. Masterminds have been crucial in the development of the Wander Lover, and I literally cannot wait to invite you into Momentum Mastermind. It's going to be so powerful, so transformational, and hopefully one day, maybe this year or next year, we're going to unite in Hawaii. And you know, this life could be yours. Any life that you can even dream of, it's at the tip of your fingers. We are going to help you get there. We're going to hold so steadfast to your dreams until they become a reality. Okay, this is going to be a shortish episode. If you guys have any questions at all, I am just one DM away. I cannot wait to guide you on this business journey and invite you into Momentum. I'll see you guys next week. I love you all so much. Aloha from Hawaii, and have an amazing week, guys.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.